full moon. And even prior to the full moon, the idea that it's a celebration of spring, of life, they began to collect the woods, and this is a way of celebrating in India. They would collect all the wood and be prepared for a nice big bonfire for this event. And the Holika, or the holy celebration, you may already know the story of Holika and Prahalad and Narasimha. So we can just briefly share a little bit about that before we start the puja. But Lord Narayana is a form of the divine Vishnu. And a time in history, there was a king, Hiranyakashipu, who wanted to conquer the world. He wanted to have full reign of the entire world, and he got this boon in which he would not be killed in any way, neither at night nor during the day, neither by man or by woman, neither by beast. Nobody could kill him. He couldn't be killed by weapons. He couldn't be killed by anything that would... He was almost indestructible. He had a son, Prahalad, and he wanted Prahalad to only sing in his praises. Hiranyakashipu should be the greatest in the universe, and only his father, his name should be praised. But Prahalad was born to a mother who was a great devotee of Lord Narayana. And so throughout the time of his being in the womb, she always prayed to Lord Narayana. So those energy, the vibrations of the God divine came to him. And so when he was born, of course, on his lips was always Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya, always praising Lord Narayana. This disturbed his father so much. And as he continued to grow and he continued to show his devotion to Lord Narayana and not to his father would become so enraged. And so he tried to find different ways to kill this boy, drowning him, poisoning him, all kinds of methods to kill this boy that wouldn't sing his praises but was singing the praises of some other deity or some other god that he didn't believe in. So finally he asks his sister, Holika. Holika has been given a boon that she will never be destroyed by fire. She has protection from fire. She has nothing, the fire cannot destroy her. And so she asks, King Hiranyakashipu asks his sister Holika to take Prahalad in her lap and sit in the fire and burn him. She won't burn, but he will burn, was his idea. Of course, when you do something with bad intentions and the negative energy comes right back to you. So Holika, in her idea of thinking she's going to take this boy and kill him, she herself burns in the fire because of her bad intention. And Prahalad, of course, survives the situation. So Holika is kind of that significance of eliminating negativity. Again, like evil, good over evil. Good always prevails. So Prahalad continues to sing the glories of Lord Narayana. And it goes on until Hiranyakashipu can't stand it anymore. And he questions him, where is this Narayana that you keep singing of? Who is he? Where is he? Is he here? Is he there? He's pointing to every aspect of the universe. And Prahalad continues to say, yes, he is here. He is everywhere. He is the sky. He is the ground. He is the lakes. He is the waters. Everything you see is Lord Narayana. Is he in this pillar, this column that's in the palace? He asks him. And Prahalad says, yes, he is even there. And so he takes his sword or whatever, his mace, and he crashes that pillar, and out comes the form of Narasimha, the fourth avatar of Lord Vishnu. He is neither man nor animal. It is neither day nor night when he arrives. He's neither inside or outside of a building when he comes. So he takes this Hiranyakashipu, this evil Rakshasa king, and he kills him using his claws. So it's neither weapon nor any destructive force, but his own bare hands, his claws. So in this way, Lord Narayana or Vishnu comes in the fourth form, this avatar of Narasimha, half man, half lion. So that's one of the stories that goes along with the celebration of Holi. So Holika the sister that creates this fire that she herself burns when negative energy is there and only good prevails. So that's one story. And we can pray to Lord Vishnu or Krishna. And so today we're happy that Prabhupada is here, where he's going to lead us through some of the chanting in praise of Lord Krishna. So it's just kind of a start to the celebration of Holi, good prevailing over evil. So go ahead and close your eyes. We'll just start with a prayer. Start with three ohms. Take a breath in. You can take one of these books, so they have the lyrics to. Prabhupada, go ahead and share with us which one.
Yeah, okay, this is perfect. So I thought that. I thought maybe there was a chance that some of you guys were familiar with either Krishnashtakam or Achyutashtakam, so I was thinking we could chant the two of these, and then I brought some bhajans we can do after. Okay, so the tricky thing with these is there's always like a million tunes, so we have to...
We'll go with your tune.
Okay, so... All right, so I'll go ahead and start. I won't like repeat anything, so we'll just without a chorus or anything. Achyutam Keshavam Ramanarayanam Krishna Damodaram Vasudevam Harim Sridharam Madhavam Gopika Vallabham Janaki Nayakam Ramachandram Bhaje Achyutam Keshavam Satyabhamadhavam Madhavam Sridharam Radhika Radhitam Indira Mandiram Chetasa Sundaram Devaki Nandanam Nandajam Sandade Vishnave Jishnave Shankhine Chakrine Rukmini Ragine Janaki Janaye Vallavi Vallabhayachita Yatmane Kamsave Vamsine Vamsine Tenama Krishna Govindahe Ramanarayanam Shripate Vasude Vajite Srinidhe Achyutanantahe Madhava Dokshaja Dwaraka Nayaka Draupadi Rakshaka Rakshasa Shobhita Sitaya Shobhito Dandakaranyahu Punyata Karana Lakshmane Nanvito Vanarai Sevito Agasya Sampujito Raghava Patumam Denuka Rishtaka Nishtakradveshiha Keshiha Kamsahadvamsika Vadaka Putana Kopaka Suraja Kelano Balako Palaka Patumam Sarvada Vidyudo Dyotavat Prasfrurat Vasasam Pravrudam Bodhavat
prolasad vigraham vanyaya malaya shobhitorasthalam lohitangridvayam varijaksham bhaje kunchitai kundalai brajamanananam ratnamaulim vasat kundalam gandayo harake yurakam kankana projvalam kinkini manjulam shyamalam tam bhaje.
Okay, so for Krishnashtakam, the tune is different.
Vasudeva sutam devam kamsa chanuramardhanam devaki paramanandam krishnam vande jagadgurum atasi pushpa sankasam haranupurashobhitam ratnakankanakeyuram krishnam vande jagadgurum kulilalaka samyuktam purna chandranibhananam vilasat kundalahalanam krishnam vande jagadgurum mandara gandha samyuktam charuhasam chaturbhujam bahi pinchava chudangam krishnam vande jagadgurum utpulla padma patraksham neela jeemuta sannibham yadavanam siroratnam krishnam vande jagadgurum rukmini keli samyuktam pitambara sushobhitam avapta tulasi gandham krishnam vande jagadgurum gopikanam kuchatvandva kumkumankita vakshasam sriniketam maheshvasam krishnam vande jagadgurum srivatsangam mahoraskam vanamala virajitam shankachakradharam devam krishnam vande jagadgurum krishnashtakamidam punyam pratarudhaya bhaje koti janma krutam papam smaranena vinashyati.
Let me just we'll go through the meaning. Just each of you can read one of the stanzas, the English transliteration.
Do you want it for just krishnashtakam?
You can start probably, and then we'll just go around each one. Can say one, because
there's
nine of us. Anyway,
there you go. I salute the preceptor of the universe, Krishna, son of Vasudeva, the Lord, the slayer of Kamsa and Chanura, and the greatest favorite darling of Devaki.
I salute the preceptor of the universe, Krishna, bright and beautiful like the flowers of the Atasi plant, decorated with the necklace and the anklet bands and gem-studded wristband and armband.
I salute the preceptor of the universe, Krishna, who has curly hair flowing over his forehead, having a face as charming as the full moon and wearing eardrops swinging about.
I salute the preceptor of the universe, Krishna, who is scented with perfume of mandara flowers, having an enchanting smile, sporting four arms and decorated with the peacock feathers on his crest.
I salute the preceptor of the universe, Krishna, who has lotus eyes which appear like the freshly opened lotus leaves, having a dark gray complexion like the bluish clouds, and is a crown jewel of the universe.
I salute the preceptor of the universe, Krishna, who is engaged in sporting with Rukmini, exquisitely charming with the Pitambara, the yellow silken robe, and who has inherent in him the fragrance of Tulasi.
I salute the preceptor of the universe, Krishna, who has his chest marked with the kumkum of the gopis, who always embrace him, the abode of Goddess Lakshmi, and the residence of the great Lord, Lord Shiva.
I salute the preceptor of the universe, Krishna, who has a mark of Sri Vatsa on his broad chest, and he is the Lord sporting the divine wheel, Chakra, and the divine conch, Shankha.
The sins of many births are destroyed just by a thought for him. Whoever gets up early in the morning and recites this holy Krishnashtakam.
I have a question. What does preceptor mean?
The all-pervasive, the one who is all-knowing, the preceptor, the one who perceives, the one who receives, the one who gives.
Also guru. Guru is...
Yeah, they're translating Jagat Guru as Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum. So they're, I think, like world teacher.
Mm-hmm. World teacher.
Teacher of the universe.
But yeah, that's a very good... one who perceives.
Yeah.
Perceives the divine.
He manifests it. He is it. He is...
Wow.
Can you stop this?